ended, we went to our hotel, checked in quickly, and then we went downtown to get our credentials for the World Series. Then we were starving, so we drove to the Hill. That's the Little Italy area here in St. Louis. Everybody recommended have dinner at the Hill. Well, we got to the Hill around 6 o'clock, and we start driving through that neighborhood, and we were tremendously underwhelmed.
Yeah, what's the deal with the Hill? What's so incredible about the Hill?
I expected this quaint, beautiful, woodsy little neighborhood, and it was almost depressing.
It's just a collection of ramshackle shotgun houses with a few Italian restaurants sprinkled in.
Now, I didn't think it was too depressing. I mean, to me, it was a little like going back in time. I mean, it looked like those houses that had been there forever. I mean, you usually could have been back in the 50s or 60s or something. I thought they were quaint little houses.
That part was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But like you said, George, when we were driving there, you said, oh, is this on a hill that overlooks downtown or something?
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah, where was the hill part?
We never really saw the hill. This is the neighborhood that Yogi Berra and Joe Garagiola grew up in.
Instead of running with Gordo.
It's got a lot of history. There were a lot of Italian restaurants.
Oh.
And we did have a very good meal. We ate at Charlie Gitto's.
Yeah,
G-I-T-T-O-S, not G-H-E-T-T-O, not ghetto.
Yeah, Charlie Gitto's. And we were a little bit nervous because we didn't have a reservation. And, you know, these are Italians, so you don't know how Italian they are.
You want to make waves.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't know if they were the kind of Italian that you don't want to disrespect. And you come into my establishment, you don't have a reservation. You don't give me the respect of calling ahead of time.
No, sir. We just thought we heard good things about
your restaurant. You thought you would. I also notice you're wearing jeans. You don't think my restaurant's good enough to wear some slacks?
No, sir. We think it's a beautiful place.
But you're wearing jeans.
Well, yeah, but that's all I packed.
And you don't call ahead.
No, sir. I didn't do that.
Very interesting. So my establishment, you treat like it's a fast food place.
Hey, when we pulled into the parking lot, it was dark at this time, and in the back of the parking lot with this giant Escalade running with the lights on with tinted windows. Real Tony Soprano look.
Something was going on there.
Yes. The driver was sitting there reading the paper in the vehicle and
waiting for the boss.
Yeah, waiting for the guy. The car was cranked and the lights were on, and he was triple parked. Gosh, that was
nervous. I told Junior to crowd him to park like right behind
him.
No
way.
Yeah, I told you to accidentally bump his vehicle.
So we experienced the Hill. We had a good dinner. It was a darkened restaurant with the wood paneling and real mafioso feeling.
That was so. Those menus should have been in Braille. It was impossible to read those things.
Yeah, you needed a flashlight.
Yeah, I should have asked them. Would they have gotten pissed if I would have pulled out one of those campsite headlamps?
No, you're really disrespecting.
Now you're distracting my other diners here. But I got to say, that meal was pretty dang good.
It really was.
That appetizer, their shrimp was great. Their manicotti was great. Their toasted ravioli. I think they're the ones who supposedly invented the toasted ravioli.
Boy, you liked that, didn't you?
Yeah. So much so I ordered an appetizer again for dessert.
Of toasted ravioli. So after dinner, we drove downtown. We wanted to see the St. Louis Gateway Arch. And we get down there, and we park in this church where it says no arch parking.
Very clearly, the church is speaking to us, telling us. God is saying, do not park here if you're going to go see the arch. Did that matter to Junior?
Well, no one was down there.
Yeah,
nobody
was there.
During the day.
It was dark, and the parking lot was right next to the arch. We drove around to where you're supposed to park, and that was a really long walk, and it was nighttime, and we're right across the river from East St. Louis. We didn't know how safe it was.
Cost $6, too.
Yeah, so we drove back to the free church parking, which was illegal.
And against God.
Yeah, but we're right there next to the arch. So we get out of the car. And
it is cold.
Yeah.
It was cold out there. And the only thing that fortified us from the coolness was the amount of drinks that we had had at Charlie Gitto's.
We might have been a little tipsy as we approached the magnificent 600-foot-tall Gateway Arch.
Okay, you got the gentle musers here. In the dark of night, it's very cold. The wind is whipping off the Mississippi River, and we are standing at the very base of the arch. From what I'm able to determine, we are on the south end of the arch, right?
Yes.
And what surprises you about this thing?
Well, two things. Number one, I always thought it was white concrete, and it's stainless steel kind of looking. And two, it's all graffitied up down here. People have scratched their names in it.
No.
It's got concrete underneath it, right?
God, like, it is 30 degrees out here right now.
It is flipping freezing.
And it's really dark, and there's no one out here in the park.
Not even a homeless guy.
You'd think we could find a homeless guy. You mean yell for one?
Sure. No.
Homeless! No?
No? Anyone?
No. Look, we were up under this thing. That is massive.
That is badass. How come it doesn't go over the river, though?
That's your stupid childhood misconception.
That's the way I remembered it.
Were you ever here?
Yeah, I drove by it, I don't know, probably 20 times.
And you always thought it went over the river?
Well, it's just the way I remembered it. Okay. Well, the river's right there. It's close.
Oh. Now, is this man-made?
Yes, it is man-made. This is not a...
See, that's another... I always
not
thought
a natural
it
formation.
It's like a natural cavern.
Stainless steel clad arch. I don't think that...
We'll believe it.
Yeah.
Boy, it did sound like we were...
Hammered.
Yeah.
And Gordon did...
I did not.
I couldn't believe you did that.
I said,
you arced it onto
get,
the arch.
No, I was going to get pissed off about something. That's what I said. All right, and then the bell started ringing.
It's very
Gordo.
So creepy. So John Dunn, for whom the bell tolls, okay. There's an old church right here nearby the park where the Gateway Arch is located in, and that was the bell that we heard. We're standing right up under the arch.
It's impressive, I have to admit. It's really beautiful. I think it's even better at night, probably.
You think?
Yeah. Look at that lighting. How much do they have to pay for that outdoor lighting?
I don't know, but... Yeah. What was the lighting package
oh
on that?
Oh, my gosh.
Look, if you want to go low voltage, we can go. It's going to cost, though. Now, low voltage is better. You're going to save on electricity.
I know my upsell experience about a year ago. I can only imagine what they got when they built this thing back in the 60s.
And you go low voltage. You go halogen. You ain't going to have to replace them bubs.
We'll replace them for free for a year, and that's it.
Now, I'm going to put a sign out front. And it's got to stay there for 3 months now.
Listen to us. We sound drunker than Cooter Brown.
It was cool to see that thing at night. It really was.
And it was really neat, too, that we just had it all to ourselves. And you're right on the storied Mississippi River.
The Mississippi.
It's just... It
powerful
was a,
Mississippi.
It was a great moment last night. And I'm glad I experienced it with you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't believe you did that to the arch. That was
I
really
did not do that to the arch. It was a funny little Texas reference, Ozzy Osbourne Alamo.
752 here on